Recently, the Northwestern Kart Club received a government grant of $260,000 for some much-needed upgrades and maintenance to their track at Highclere. To tell us a bit more about it, the club treasurer and project manager is Daryl Jeffrey, who joins me now. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Martin. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Now, I was a former member of the club a number of years ago and raced for about 10 years, and I know that a lot of the facilities at Highclere have been done by Working Bees and members of the club. So $260,000 will go a long way for the Northwest Kart Club, won't it?
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. They're very tired facilities. So, it'll bring it up to some modern standards. So that'll be good.
Now, it was secured through our Liberal member for Braddon, Gavin Pearce. So you approached Gavin, and he said he would see what he can do for you, and it came through with the goods.
Yeah, him and his team were great to us. So, we applied for some grants and, talked to Gavin, and he understood our needs and, moved forward with us and got us where we need to be. So can't thank him enough.
So what sort of things will you be spending the money on? It's not just on one individual project. There's quite a few projects around the circuit that need doing.
Yeah, so it's basically it's in one area, and we've just got a series of projects all rolled into the one. So our club rooms up there are quite outdated. Our canteens are outdated as well, obviously. And so we've ended up got new toilets. We don't have change rooms or anything for, obviously, the women that are coming through our sport at the moment have identified that that's something we needed. We've got change rooms, we've got some solar panel on. Our waste system, so all our sewage up there, we're out of town boundary, so we're on septic, and all of them are very old, outdated, so environmentally we identified that that was an issue up there that we had. So there's a new waste system going in, new canteen equipment. And then basically outside we've got like a big food court where we're going to have some spots for people to sit and enjoy our new canteen and enjoy the racing and just make it a better all-round facility as well as a racetrack.
So. Well, it's the oldest karting club in Tasmania, and it's been around since, I think, the mid-1950s, and I'm sure that some of the infrastructure's been there almost as long.
Yes, yep, 1959, I believe, it was established. And, the toilet block from the mid-80s, I believe, was from... All information I have is when it was built, and pretty much sort of has that same look about it at the moment. So
with the track itself, I haven't been there for a while, but I know that the kart club has a vision to want to make it the best facility in Tasmania.
Yeah, so we did. A couple of years ago, we formed a strategic committee with a 10-year plan of improving the entire venue. That includes resurfacing and possible extension of the venue at a later date. This, obviously, the club rooms was part of that step. Do some track widening. Got lots of things in our plan, maybe possibly lighting up there. Bit of a different arrangement for the pits to cater for the new facilities. So, yeah.
The club and the sport caters for youngsters. I think you can start at around about 7 years of old. Used to be called the rookies back in my day. It might be cadets or something else now. And it caters right through to over 60s as well.
Yeah, so our youngest racing competitors are 7. You can get a practice license at 6 to practice. I believe our oldest competition license holder at the moment is in their late 70s.
Goodness me. There's still hope for me to make a comeback then, by the sound of it.
No, there's always time. We have the vintage class very tied up, like, close with them, the vintage members. Then they run a lot of the old carts, and some guys go up there and they enjoy just having reminiscing of the old time and getting their old carts out and in a much, not as competitive environment they run themselves. So, right down to the little kids that go up there and learn how to control a kart and involve themselves in a sport.
It makes them better drivers when they get older too. One of the things that's changed drastically since I was competing is that the karts now have got electric motors electric starter motors on them, so no need to push them anymore.
Yeah, 100%. all got starter motors on them, and it makes it good for the kids. It makes it good for the parents. They don't have to run out and when the kids spin out, they can start themselves up again. And there's a lot of other safety that's coming over the years. We've got the side pods which absorb the energy. You know, as long as they make them look pretty good, but they also they have a really functional effect on.
Yeah, and the nose cones are the same as well. So how's the sport going at the moment? Back in my day, you'd get, you know, around 100, 120 carters to a meeting, and, you know, there was on probably one every 3 weeks around the state.
Yeah, so I think there's about 26 events this year in the state. Last year we had the state titles up, the state championships up at Burnie, and that was, we had over 120 entries from around the country. Our state level events, we generally have in the 80 to 90 sort of region is an average, and our lower, less competitive club events, we sort of 50 to 80 is a general number. So, which is good. 5-6 years ago, we were a lot lower than that, and yeah, the sport is in an upward trajectory at the moment. So.
And as we've just explained, you can start at a very young age and the sky's the limit. Daniel Ricciardo, Marcus Ambrose and others like that started in karting. So if a family or a junior or someone's interested in karting, what's the best way to go about it?
The best way to go about it, if you want to visit our website, and it's nwkc.org, has a lot of information there. You can get our contact details and all that. Otherwise, our Facebook page, it's a good place to go, Northwestern Kart Club. Yeah, you can go from there and have a bit of a look around. And yeah,
and you run come and try days on occasions as well.
Yeah, so we've had two this year, and we're just in the progress of planning another one at the moment, which will be a little bit later in the year. Just having the track will close for a couple of weeks. We've got some work going on up there, just with some drainage prior to winter. So yeah, the track will be for a couple of weeks, and then come and try days are all posted on our website, where you can book in from there and come and have a go in a proper kart on the track in a controlled environment, and meet some people, and yeah, see if you like it.
Terrific, Darryl. We're really pleased to hear that you've got the money now to make some improvements there. Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck with the rest of the season.
No worries. Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.